Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The first angel sounds this trumpet of the seven trumpets. There's a burnt surface. There's hell and fire mingled with blood. Now, we're going to read something a little later about blood. I take this very literally. When we get to the part about the sea turning into blood, a lot of these great men, again, great men, they don't take it literally. I take it literally. The word blood is that, how do you say it? Temple diama or something like D-A-I-M-A. How do you say it? Ima. Yeah, see, I'm not a Greek fella. I told you already, I went to Bible college. I had a Hebrew for one semester. I couldn't handle it, man. Had Greek 1 year, and I just couldn't handle it. And that's these guys, I'm thrilled that they know these things, you know. And so it's the blood of man or animals. That's what it means, literally, blood of man or animals. A lot of the great men think it's like the color red. You know what I'm saying? Just the color red. Again, I take it literally. That hell, fire mingled with blood were cast on the earth. And when we get to the bloody sea, the next one, we'll talk a little bit more about that blood. And the third part of the trees were burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. You won't have to be mowing yards in the tribulation period. Everything's dead. Dead, all right? That's the burnt surface. Second angel sounded, we're going to find the bloody sea. The bloody sea. The first angel that sounded the trumpet affected the earth. The second angel affects the seas. Again, as I'm reading this, a lot of people think this is just the Mediterranean Sea. I take it for all of the ocean water, the Atlantic, Pacific. Yeah, thank you. And the Mediterranean, all the Indian Ocean. I take it all the oceans of the world. It's going to affect all the salt water. All the salt water, which a lot of Bible scholars think is only in the Mediterranean Sea, but they've been wrong before. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain, burning with fire, cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. Again, I take this very literally. Remember in Exodus chapter number 7, when Moses went to Pharaoh, and he said, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh said, "I'm not going to do it." And all of a sudden, there were plagues. Wasn't there 10 of them, I think, 10 plagues that came upon the earth? There was locusts and lice and frogs and, you know, all these. Matter of fact, a great preacher yesteryear had a great sermon, "One More Night with the Frogs." Can you imagine? They affected all of Egypt except those Israelite people. Anyway, long story short, one of the plagues, where they turned the water into blood. The Bible talked about it was so bad it stank. That's pretty bad when it don't just stink, it stinks. Difference between stinking and stinking, you know, that's another. You can tell I'm a redneck. But anyway, the Bible said it stank. And that was literal blood. I believe what's taking place here again is that word. What's the word? Ima? Ima. Ima. I take it literally, literal blood of man and animal. So much I could say, but I want to try to finish this chapter. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. The fish, the whales, the whatever is out there in the ocean life, marine life, they died because of the sea had been turned into blood. And then notice this, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. When this great mountain, as it were a great mountain, that was sent from God into the oceans, that it would cause, I don't know, probably... Again, I'm surmising, and I think I'm on safe ground. You ever heard of a tsunami? Something even greater than a tsunami. One just happened in the Philippines just recently and devastated the coast of the Philippines. It went way inland. You hear about the tsunamis. This would be a great tsunami that's going to affect all the world. And a third of the ships who were thought they were safely in the port or wherever they are, a third of the ships, I take it worldwide, not just the Mediterranean Sea, that a third part of the ships were destroyed, which is going to affect commerce and all. We'll get to that later in our chapters, in our study. So we see the burnt surface with the first trumpet, the second trumpet, the bloody sea. The third trumpet's the bitter star, B-I-T-T-E-R. We're going to be introduced to it called wormwood. Verse number 10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven. Again, all of this is from God. People are worried about nuclear war and all this stuff going on in the tribulation period. Listen, I ain't going to be here during the tribulation period. We're going to be in heaven. But there's not going to be a great nuclear holocaust in the tribulation period. These are all judgments from God Almighty. Matter of fact, when we get to Revelation chapter number 16, verses number 9 and 11, men are actually going to be cursing God because of all this that's coming upon the earth. They're going to know it's coming from God. It's not coming from Russia. It's not coming from China. It's coming from God. So hear it again, and people think this is some kind of a nuclear thing or whatever. No, this is a judgment from God. It came from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. A great fire, obviously, burning as a fire, as a lamp. And it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. Now, before going any farther, notice that the second trumpet affected the salt water. The third trumpet affects the fresh water. When it talks about the streams of the water and the rivers, it ain't talking about just Mississippi River. You know, something, I took a mighty trip down to mighty Mississippi or whatever that song was, and the Missouri rivers and all these great, and the Nile River. It ain't just talking about those rivers. It's talking about the fountains of the deep, under the aquifers. Somebody was telling me the other day, up in Indiana, that they have an artesian stream, well, is there, ain't that, where it just comes up from the ground. Comes up out of Indiana. I don't know if we got any of those in Florida. There may be one or two, but, you know, I guess y'all are in God's country to have something like that up there. But even like artesian wells that are going to be turned into blood, okay? And not only that, it's going to affect the river. We're talking about the wormwood. It's going to affect the wormwood. It's going to, this bitter star, going to affect the fresh waters, the fountains of the waters. This is underground aquifers. And verse number 11, and the name of the star is called wormwood. Interesting, not mentioned anywhere else. Hard to define what wormwood is. We looked it up and people aren't sure exactly how to describe it because it's not. This is from God. It's from God. Obviously, it's very poisonous. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. Remember, this is fresh water. And many men died because of the waters because they were made bitter. Remember, there's famine. There's people just... You know, they need water. And they drink of this water, made bitter, and the Bible says many of them died. Ooh, I never finished. I'm verse number 12. There's the burnt surface, the bloody sea, the bitter star, and then we see the blackened sky. The blackened sky in verse number 12. And the fourth angel sounded. Remember, these are trumpets. And a third part of the sun was smitten, a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, as the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Now, if we go any farther, it's interesting. When it talks about a third part, and again, different thoughts about this. I believe what he's talking about here, that he darkens that the sun and the moon a third. A third. Okay? In other words, you get up in the morning, boy, how the light's really bright outside of that. Well, he's going to shut that down about a third when this trumpet sounds. And then the moonlight, you know, sometimes you can see the moon night bright, you know, reflection and all. Well, a third of that's going to be gone. But that's only temporary. As we read farther on, he's going to turn the heat up. Farther in the tribulation period, and the Bible says man is going to be scorched with heat, the heat of the sun. So he went going to go from a third, man, he's going to really turn the oven up later on in the tribulation period. But notice that it happens a third. By the way, it's interesting, I looked this up again yesterday. I love Bible study because there's a lot of things in this chapter and other chapters. It says a third, a third, a third, a third, a third.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.